received my name as it appeared on the Farm Conference ADA Participant Directory, February 5 to 7, Santa Rosa, California. Fellow Chairman L.K., Ambassador Foundation, and I addressed with the same number. There were a number of other interesting individuals in attendance, some representing the government of California, some from areas far and wide. Sometimes you come up with a surprise in an occasion like this, and I would like to address the subject as agriculture and the laws of God pertaining to agriculture, business, property, because it's all woven together. One of the things that struck me, that's unusual, was the number of plants in the country. Now, I might have guessed Japanese. There were, I don't think, more than two or so Orientals. But this, it was not the ordinary money-making program. This was actual study of the problems of agriculture, sustainable agriculture, organic agriculture, that was taught in schools. It was rather one of those unusual opportunities locally, where we don't have to travel too far, as we often have to Washington, D.C., or New York for certain things. But we met a number in the black community who are in business and in farming, the business being in connection with the distribution of food, for instance, in Compton. All I can say is this is the first time I have ever had this kind of experience, and I thought it was an unusual turnaround from the experience that many blacks remembered for several generations. The problem of working on the farm in some kind of servitude, and then to have been freed, only to discover how do you buy land when you are a free slave and no money. But significant changes are taking place. In one of the dinners, when you try to attend certain ones, you sometimes meet people in a social occasion about where you wouldn't think to. We sat down in an empty area in a logical place on one side of the table with two blacks. Two of us sat down on the other side. There was an opportunity to get acquainted. And they were all from Southern California. But a number from Northern California are in the farm business, and one man represents the presentation of such material in print and on radio for the state of California. Anyway, that was an opportunity to have a new perspective of the importance that many blacks are taking on the right direction in this particular area. I'd like to take a little time before we look into the biblical material to let you know what one learns from places like this. There was a beautiful large placard. I think my wife picked one up, but I didn't want to carry it here. It's something you could put in a folder. By the American Cancer Society. Now, the plain truth, of course, the good news, our publication would have addressed these questions. In principle, in the 1950s, you know, when we all got started again, going to the college, Armstrong was addressing them in the 1930s and 40s as well. So what was remarkable about this American Cancer Society placard is that it shows you the food that you could eat, which offer an defenses against cancer. Now, it doesn't say that it will prevent cancer or that if you have it, it will cure it. But these foods are those which are considered to be important in the defense mechanism of the body to fight against cancer. And of all things, there were all the beautiful vegetables that you grow in the garden. And the suggestion was that you could see them that way rather than in Campbell's soup, if I may be the term as my own. In other words, it was seen in terms of what you get out of the garden as distinct from what you buy in a little can or a bottle on the store shelf. But it says, what are the cancer risks? And they point up the things we have already learned. Stop cigarette smoking, go easy on alcohol, have respect to the sun's rays, trim the fat from your diet. Moses has something to say about that. Use a nitrate good food. And then on another section, what are protective factors? And here it gives a list. So what was remarkable is in fact that we were addressing this kind of thing when people were paying no attention. We were addressing these questions 30 years ago, just out of the simple principle that this is the way God made the food in the first place. Now, that's a relatively simple deduction. It's essentially the same as why God's women don't have to wear makeup to look beautiful, but that's another topic. God made us with certain things that are the natural sources of beauty, the natural sources of health. Before the function of the meeting formally commenced, we had a chance Friday morning to take a tour. Normally, in a case like this, the function is to say some people come in early and want to fill up their time, so they provide a tour. This, however, is a remarkable occasion. Not only did some people come early, but so many did that at the last minute they had to arrange two tours. One was to a farm run by Mr. Bob Canard, a French descent. He teaches farming at the Federal Virginia College, where he also manages the Santa Rosa Junior College Experimental Farm. On his farm, which you'll be seeing, he raises a large variety of organic vegetables, which he sells locally to restaurants. In this case, the primary market is a restaurant in Berkeley. This area was in Napa County, so the meetings were held in Sonoma County, in the Ryan area of Northern California, for those of you who are familiar with it. This man was an unusual person to get to know. I had a chance to pick up the agribusiness program from the junior college, and I saw also the schedule of classes, and I was very pleased to see that in this junior college, they are in fact teaching. Thank you. And they are in fact teaching the fundamental problem as at the University of California, Santa Cruz. I will interrupt. There is a vehicle with lights on and with a battery we have to do. Vehicle is a brown Toyota, license plate number 427UXG, underground parking lot. Brown Toyota, 427UXG. need to get up, turn the lights off, and come back. And pick up the story wherever we are. We won't wait. This man teaches farming, teaches business, and he teaches organic farming. This town of Santa Rosa happens to be one where I was born. It has a junior college. This was there before there was any junior college in San Francisco. It happened to be, in years past, one of those areas in the state of California with, I would say, some of the highest educational standards in the state. I think that the standards are fairly high today. I have no reason not to think so. But it is interesting to see that in this junior college, about 60 miles as you would drive from San Francisco or Oakland around, it's in the range of 45 to 60 depending on your route, that they are indeed teaching some of the basic principles of organic farming, something that Mr. Armstrong was interested in. When Ambassador College was founded in 1947, and he used to look around, and he realized, though, that he simply couldn't put his time into that and everything else. And it was many years later that we were blessed with whatever opportunities that have been afforded us on the Big Sandy campus. What was remarkable about Mr. Bart Kennard is something that we can all learn. He's a man who has to make a living. He's doing it partly by teaching and partly by working on the farm. And to make the farm go, he has a market. Now, one thing that I think is coming up in television, I just saw it today and we'll look over the weekend and then have a chat about it, has to do with how to get your first job. An interesting topic. But it is also important to realize that getting a job presumes that somebody else created it. It is also vital to recognize that you don't always have to have somebody else create your job. Perhaps you can create your own. Now, it doesn't always start out that way. But I think it's important to realize that the farming business is essentially not just getting your first job, although you may have many first jobs. This particular business, which today is only handled by about 3% of the country, 97% of an urban and suburban environment, this kind of job is essentially self-management and planning. And you learn a lot by watching men like this. This man has a restaurant. The restaurant uses his body. And the important thing, if you're going to have a restaurant use his body, you have to provide the food. The restaurant attracts the people. And if the restaurant that attracts the people has no food, 500 customers a day will not continue to come back to the restaurant. So this man has learned not only the importance of organic vegetation, vegetables, fruits, he learned that it is important to design a farm such as his to provide the fundamental basics of vegetation and fruit that a restaurant will need that has as its fundamental approach organic food to serve the clientele. Some of the basic principles that is slowly developing, one of the principles slowly developing in the state of California. It means that you are growing them according to the fundamental principles laid out by common sense and agricultural science, as well as understanding of the way God designed for nature. For nature should be self-sustaining, not something where you ruin the soil and simply move on. Let me tell you a little bit about his farm. He's a most unusual person. He's farming a slope. Not a true slope, but it does slope, and there are hills that it's undulating. Not really a hillside, but it is a hillside. It's one of those, you know, slowly moving down the hillside, moving up in a little other direction here and there. But we want a turkey ranch. And being a teacher, he chose this because this is the one place you would never plant fruits and vegetables. And he has chosen it to show what can be done. The soil is so fragile on this hillside that it doesn't deserve to be used this way under normal circumstances. It has been a turkey farm. The turkeys sometimes were allowed to run out. They simply left the hillside to be denuded as the salt of the fine soil. So when he got there, he essentially had an eroded, slightly sloping hillside that had been so sprayed with poison in order, herbicides to some extent, and pesticides in particular, he said that they could raise the thousands of turkeys on this ranch in the plant conditions where you usually find them. That is in the house and then in a closed yard above the ground for sunshine on one side of the house, or house, or turkey house. He planted vegetables the first year, especially the cabbage family. He had a remarkable crop the first year. They all died. Got absolutely nothing. The land was so